Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about Eid. As you know, today is the day of Eid al-Adha, and this is one of the two significant festivals and Eids of the Muslim calendar, the other being the Eid and the festival and holiday that occurs at the end of the month of Ramadan. Therefore, we would like to offer our congratulations and extend our heartfelt, tabrik to our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious day. Islam is a religion, like every religion, that has certain festivals, and these two are one of the most significant of those. What is the true festival and what is the true Eid? In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam has alluded to this when he says, "Verily, it is only a festival for he whose fast Allah has accepted and whose prayers he has acknowledged." Of course, this is about, like, probably an allusion to the Eid and the festival that comes subsequent to the month of Ramadan. It can also be generalized to also include the Eid that we have today. Because at the end of the hadith, the Imam mentions kind of a general. He says, "And every day in which we do not disobey Allah is a day of celebration. وَكُلَّ يَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْسَى اللَّهُ فِيهِ فَهُوَ إِيدٍ." Every day in which we do not disobey Allah, every day in which God is not disobeyed, is a day of celebration. In a similar fashion, something similar has also been narrated in another hadith. A person named Suwaid bin Ghafla narrates, "I went to visit him, Imam Ali, on one of the festivals, and he had a small table in front of him on which was wheat, bread, and a plate of khatifa and milbana," some kind of fruit of the Arabs. "So I asked him, 'O Commander of the Faithful, it is a day of celebration, and you are eating khatifa?'" And he was eating a very simple food when it was the day of Eid, his day of celebration, and, you know, he expected the Imam to be eating, you know, kind of a lavish meal, very good food. To which he replied, "It is only a day of celebration for whoever has been forgiven." Right? For a person who's been forgiven, it is a day of celebration. Otherwise, it's not. The day of celebration, it's marked by the forgiveness of Allah, not by the fact that we eat lavish foods and we wear nice clothes, or we buy new clothes, we give each other gifts. These are all kind of marginal importance. This primal and essential characteristic of a festival in the eyes of Islam is it a day when we have been forgiven by God and He forgives us for our sins. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the true Eid festival in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Allahumma.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد